Blog Talk Radio.
With the number one overall selection. How does an undrafted prospect turn into a Hall of Famer? Around can't be put on desire. Small school, big schools. You have to be the best to get paid.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P. I'm your show host, Bo Marchand. As always, we appreciate you stopping by as we bring you the next collection of tomorrow's NFL stars. And if you're familiar with the program, you're familiar with today's guest. It's Jacob Niff from Northern Colorado. He was on the show last year, and we spoke to him and about his upcoming season and his thoughts on the NFL. But he returns to the Bears for his final season, and I'm sure he has a lot of excitement that he's going to tell us about as we kind of dive into this. The 2020 draft prospects are already emerging, and when you start looking at these guys and on the landscape, you really got to kind of look at Jacob as one of these kind of smaller school kids with NFL potential. And if you guys think, there's a quarterback in Minnesota right now by the name of Kyle Slaughter, who is also a Northern Colorado Bears quarterback as well. But with that said, Jacob, welcome back to the program. Are you healthy and ready to go in 2019?
Thank you so much for having me. Yes, I am healthy and very excited, ready to go.
I was so disappointed when you got dinged up last year and you had to miss. What's it like? I mean, you've been through this. I mean, you come into Northern Colorado in 2015. You kind of set the world on fire. You're breaking freshman records. And then you start getting these shoulder injuries. I mean, when it happened again last year, I mean, how frustrating was it? And what did you say to yourself when you realized it happened?
Yeah, like you said, it's very frustrating and having to go through it 3 years in a row. Not too many people expect that to happen to you, and I sure didn't expect that to happen, but I did have to step back and I had to kind of take all the information in and decide what I want to do. And at the very end of it, I wanted to come back to UNC, and I had a 6 year of eligibility. So I wanted to take that opportunity, and it's a very unique opportunity. I didn't think coming in as a freshman I'd ever have to consider that, but I'm looking forward to it and excited and ready to go.
Now, let me ask you this, Jacob, after 3 seasons in a row, are you superstitious at all? Is there certain things you won't do anymore? Maybe workout wise or certain things you did before that you're like, you know what? I ain't jeopardizing this.
There's a few things. I think last year I was more superstitious than I am now. At this point, I'm kind of over the whole injury thing. And with it being my sixth year and everything I've gone through, I'm just excited to play football again. I've done a few different things workout-wise. I've got with my strength coach, and there's a few things I've been doing different. But my body's feeling the best that it ever has. And like I said, I'm kind of done with the past and just ready to play football again.
Yeah, and I mean, you guys are going to be getting underway on the 29th of August. I think you guys got San Jose State first up.
Yep.
How anxious are you just to kind of, let it fly and just get back into the groove?
Oh, I can't wait. I think that's going to be a great first opportunity for us. We've got a very young team with some new faces and a new offensive coordinator, so it's going to be fun to kind of see how all that glues together, but What a great opportunity to go into San Jose and get a win on the road and start the season off right.
Excellent. And Jacob, I'm so glad you brought that up because I know our last show you mentioned John Boyer, your offensive coordinator. He's off to Oregon State. Now Nick Fulton comes in to do his thing.
Yep.
I know you love John. I'm sure you love Nick. But, what's it been like for you personally just to transition? Has it kind of just been, a passing of the torch, or is there some new wrinkles in the offense?
It's been a good transition, but it has been a complete 180 of what I've done before. For the past 5 years, I've been in more of a pro-style offense where I was in charge of all the fronts, all the audibles, all the protections, all of that stuff like a pro-style offense is. And now it's more of an up-tempo, RPO, push-the-pace type deal. And that's been a little bit different, but it's been a good transition. And Coach Fulton's been a great addition. He definitely knows how to, you know, get players to rally around him and what he believes in, and he's had success everywhere he's been. So I'm excited to see, you know, like I said, how it all glues together. But no, it's been great for me, and I kind of like the new changeup of, you know, getting the ball out of my hands quicker and letting our playmakers make plays.
Definitely, and I'm sure you're going to do that quite often. Once again, Jacob Nipti, standout UNC quarterback here on the C2P, talking a little college football as well as the potential of him becoming a pro prospect when this season concludes. Going into this season, I mean, you want to put the team first. You guys were, I think, 2-9 last year. I mean, if you remain healthy for the remainder of the year, I can't imagine you guys not significantly improving on that record. But, I mean, what's the team goal and, like, the team attitude right now? I mean, you know, what's the limit and what's the mindset of these Bears?
You know, it's different in years past because – you know, we always talk about how, you know, we want to win a championship. We want to win, you know, we want to go to the playoffs. Right now, our goal is just to win 1 week at a time. And we kind of just have a saying, go 1-0 every single week. And I think the preseason polls had UNC in last for the 2019 season. So I know that definitely lit a fire for a lot of the guys when I saw that. And right now, it's just more about, you know, winning every single week. And every single year you get into Big Sky play, you never really know who's going to come out on top, because obviously Eastern Washington, Montana, they're always up there, but there's always surprise teams every single year, and every single week's a grind. So we're just going to focus on every single week, and hopefully, you know, we can stay healthy and win the Big Sky and go on from there.
Now, Jacob, let me ask you this question, and I apologize for not knowing it, and I apologize to the Bears fans that are listening in right now. Who is the rival game? I mean, who is that team that your fans don't like you and you don't like their fans either?
It's a funny question. I think when I first got here, everyone told me that it was like North Dakota or NAU. And I think it still is, even though North Dakota is out of the conference now. But since I've been here, I think it's more Portland State. I think we've had two or three, I know for sure, two critical matchups against them, and they've gone down to the wire. One of them went into overtime, and it was definitely chippy during those games. And I'd say since my time at UNC, it's been more of Portland State, but I definitely can see how, you know, we don't like the North Dakota fans, and I'm sure it's the same way for them.
Awesome stuff. And for you, I mean, personal goals, I mean, any statistical numbers you're aiming for? I mean, Big Sky first team, second team, third team? Is that anything that you kind of just put on the back burner, or is that just something you kind of just let play out?
You know, I don't pay a whole lot of attention into first team, second team, third team. I think that'll all kind of work its way out. My main goal, obviously, is just to stay healthy. That's kind of been my thing the past few years, obviously. But other than staying healthy, it's just getting the ball out, having completion percentage above 70, and like I said, just let our playmakers make plays and run it up tempo style offense, and stay healthy. That's the biggest one.
Yeah, I hope you. I can't wait. Though, like I said, I do not want to see any ESPN updates with anything going on with you or that body. I just want you to kind of remain intact so we can follow you through all the way till next April and find out where you land. We mentioned right at the top of the show, I mean, for the Bears himself and Kyle Slaughter. I mean, Do you still talk with Kyle, and how much confidence, you know, knowing that he made it to the next level, you know, that you could kind of look at yourself saying, you know what, if I remain intact and healthy, you know, I have this opportunity myself.
Yeah, no, I haven't talked to him recently. I know when he was first going through the process, I definitely talked with him a whole lot more, but he like you said, he's definitely made his name for himself, and he's doing great. Third year with the Vikings, and I expect him to even prove on what he's done already. And that's been a great career so far. And I think he should definitely get more of a chance there, but Definitely, like you said, it gives me a ton of confidence because here comes a guy that his transfer was playing wide receiver and went in and had a great senior season, got picked up by the Broncos and tore it up. So it's all about timing and you know, just putting a whole season together, staying healthy and having things go your way. And just seeing his process and everything he went through, just I know that I can do it, and it definitely makes me look forward to the future.
Awesome stuff. Once again, Jacob Knipp here on the C2P talking a little college football. Next week we got the Hall of Fame game, and after that, folks, you're going to basically have football all the way to the Super Bowl. So this will be the last weekend without any football. Next week, Thursday night, in Canton, Ohio, the Hall of Fame game, and then a couple weeks after that, these college kids are going to be doing their thing on the collegiate level. For you and the Bears, I mean, you know, just being in a college atmosphere, kind of, you know, I mean, you know, what are you going to miss most? I mean, I don't want to get too far ahead because you got a whole season ahead of you, but I mean, it might play on your mind a little bit, just, you know, walking out of the, you know, the into the stadium, seeing your fans, your teammates, places on campus that you like to kind of frequent. I mean, what do you miss and what do you love most about being on campus at Northern Colorado?
Yeah, kind of like everything you just mentioned. It's been my home for the past 5 years. So I've developed a lot of great relationships here. A lot of coaches that have come and gone and coaches that are still here. You're definitely going to miss all of that. And then just the surrounding community, Greeley and the University of Northern Colorado is a great community. And there's a lot of people that stand behind us and just everything and everyone that I've met through the years and professors and people that work in athletics and obviously my teammates. It's so much that you build up through the years and so much love that you're obviously going to miss it. But at the same time, I know it comes to an end at some point. So I'm just looking forward to putting together a good season and letting all these people go out with a good season and a smile on all their faces.
Nice. That kind of led us behind the scenes. I don't want to give up all the information, but, you know, if you're in Coach Fulton's ear and you're trying to, you know, come San Jose State on the 29th, I mean, what call are you hoping he calls so you can make some magic happen and put six on the board?
You know, I've actually been in his ear. There's a lot of, well, not a lot, but there's a few plays from our old offense that I wanted to get incorporated into this one. And what's fun, though, is he's letting me have kind of free rein on what I want to do. So if I see a certain coverage or a certain blitz and I want to change it to something, he's letting me have the full power and control to do that. So depending on what San Jose gives us, I'm sure they're going to want to play man-to-man a lot on us. But I don't know what they're going to try to do. But whatever they do, I know – that we'll have a good game plan and we'll be working together. And if I see something, I'll for sure to change it. And no, it'll be fun.
And I apologize. His name is for escaping me, but I think you're going to have a pretty good run game too. I forgot who, I mean, he had about almost 800 yards rushing last year. I forget his name, but I think the run game should be somewhat. Yeah. So, I mean, how much do you rely on that, just knowing that you can kind of feed the ball that way if you have to?
Oh, it's great. And, I mean, Milo kind of does it all because he can run the ball, but he can also catch the ball. And he came in and played some great minutes for us last year. Super dynamic guy. Came from the University of Wyoming and has had a ton of success at the high school level in Colorado. But he's a solid running back. And then we've got three other running backs, too, that can complement him really well. And they're all perfect for this offense. They can run, catch the ball, and it definitely makes my job a lot easier because I can hand them the ball or I can throw it to them. And, they're smart, too, so they help with protections, and it's just a great addition to this offense.
Awesome stuff. Jacob, I mean, we're basically out of time, but I'm so happy that we got you on before the season because I know it's going to be a whirlwind for you, and I'm excited for you, and we always like to say, you know, stay humble, stay hungry, be blessed, and keep that shoulder healthy, man. And I want to see, you know, I want to see the success of the Bears and the Big Sky this year, buddy.
I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
No problem at all. Once again, that is Jacob Nifty, standout UNC. And again, a ton of potential in his arm, and like I said, I mean, he mentioned it. Sky is the limit. He puts together a whole season. You know, he's going to have a lot of excitement around that Bears program, and they're definitely going to pass the 2-9 record they had last year in the Big Sky. As always, big shout out to them and the Bears, and we appreciate you listening to the C2P.